Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello to probably the final episode. I'm not sure though. I can't see the future, but I think it is. Yeah, this is Five GMs in a Trench Coat doing Cyberpunk.
This is the penultimate episode.
Yep.
Well, potentially.
No, penultimate has two meanings.
Oh, that's right. We talked about this.
Yeah,
that's
it could either in sequence be the second to last, or it could also be the last.
Yeah, I remember us talking about this. Yeah. That's on me.
There's some very particular reasons.
Anyways, yeah. Who are you?
Oh, I am Jesse, your GM for today. The chumiest of the chums, probably. And I think to my right.
Hey, I'm Adam. I'm Doc. I hope that we all have great resolutions to our character stories. We all moved to Canada after killing the Baba Yaga.
I'm Tanner, and Jesse gave me some information prior to the start that's making me really upset. I'll tell you guys when the information is revealed.
Is this actual? Are you doing a bit?
No. Well, I mean, yeah, it's funny, haha. But like it's a very specific little bit.
Is it in-world information?
It's something that like John would realize, but like right now, it's not important.
All
right, you'll see.
Okay. Hi, I'm Kim. I've been playing Aku, and yeah, let's run through this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, speed run.
Oh, yeah. I forth that message.
Who the fuck are you?
God, my name is Taylor, and I played fucking Desiree Sinclair, or Madame Despair.
Right?
Yeah, dude. Your gimp? Fucking Wesley Nurkle, my guy.
That's his name?
Oh, buddy. Oh, buddy.
Is it?
I don't know. I think we should put Wesley down. I don't think.
All right, it's the beautiful day in Night City. Sky's red, everything's covered in debris. Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot slightly how bad everything is.
Yep, slightly radioactive.
As mayor, I'm going to remove all that.
No laws.
No laws, except the ones I want.
For me and my friends, no laws.
For me and my friends, no laws.
You love it.
So Izanami calls you in for a meeting. Shelo is there, and so is Inu, the first drone pilot you guys saved.
Oh, sick.
Nice.
Izanami says, "All right, I think we're real close to finding the Baba Yaga now. Your mission for today: the leader of the gang known as the Animals, Lucanus, has entered the abandoned subway to meet with the Baba Yaga to get some more cyber installed. Most of his members didn't want him to go in, but he did because he was getting really close to cyber psychosis. We believe that he's wandering around in the subway somewhere.
Oh."
But he has had meetings with the Baba Yaga, and he has a camera installed in his cyber eyes to record his fights. We believe that if you can find him and get the camera information, we'll be able to find him even that easier. So our two drone pilots are here because they're going to be piloting the drones you guys got. These drones will scatter out and be able to check multiple tunnels at the same time. So it's your job to keep them safe because when they're doing their drone thing, they can't really feel or see anything around them.
All right. Well, cool.
Fantastic. And where's our entry point into this location?
It's going to be the same subway that you entered before, where you met where you saved the drone pilot.
How wide is the entrance to that subway?
I mean, it's fairly wide.
You know. Interesting. All right.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, so like, how much does this fellow like to fight?
Well, so he's a part of a gang called the Animals, and their whole thing is fighting.
Cool, so he records all his fights?
Yep.
Let's write a couple of notes and attach them to the drones and just give him a pseudo location, meet him there, we'd ambush him, kill him.
I like that idea.
Yeah. Seems like type of fella to fall for that.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Yep. We just attach a bunch of notes to the drones. It's like, bet you can't beat me, bitch. And then a location drop.
Yeah.
a pin.
Yeah.
But, like, it's like a QR code of a pin.
You guys hop in your vehicle. I assume you fly there.
Yep.
Yep. So you're high up in the air. You come down, and you guys are ready to enter the subway.
Yep, I drive in.
You drive in?
Yep.
Give me an air pilot check.
Well, I'm driving in. I didn't say I'm piloting. I'm flying.
Oh, okay. Give me a drive check.
Can I do a perception check? Because, like, this is the place that Assassin was getting sent a while back, right?
Yeah.
So look around and see if he sent any chaps or anything.
I'm going to try again.
So you get a few scratches?
That's fine.
I got a 15. Right.
So you do notice that at the bottom of the stairs, there is, like, a tripwire?
There's a tripwire down there.
This was the information. Jesse's... It's a subterranean tunnel. We can't bring the vehicle with us. I'm mad about it. That's all.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It's going to be really hard to get this down here. And if we even if we do, it's going to be a pain in the ass to get it out. God damn it. Shit. And I pull back. I get out of the car. Everybody get out.
You okay, John?
I grab the RPG and put one on your back, and then I just, like, sling one over my shoulder. I'm like, well, let's take these.
God fucking shit, damn it. Like, I'm not paying attention to you. I grab it, and I keep walking.
Can I break the flamethrower off of the car?
No. It doesn't work that way.
No. And then I guess we just keep walking down, but it's not for that tripwire.
As you guys start entering, John, you get a phone call.
Ooh. Beep, 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 beep.
It is from...
Bow, now. That's what you hear. Bow, now. I pick it up.
No, I forget her name.
I look at the...
What was Firefly's girlfriend's name?
Jade,
that's it.
I look at caller ID. Okay,
yeah,
Jade
calls.
Hey there. What can I... John, what can
where,
I...
Where are you right now?
Sounds like we're about to come help you.
A bunch of scavs just attacked the Tartarus, and I don't know what happened. I think they took Ellie and Firefly and dragged her into the sewers.
The sewers, you say?
Well, isn't that perfectly convenient?
Yes, very convenient. Where... Okay, I should be serious. I'm so sorry.
Doc, you get a call. This is from an unknown number.
Hello.
Like,
hello, is this Doc?
Who's asking?
First Lieutenant Pluto.
Oh.
We were ambushed. And
are you okay?
I mean, I'm all right. I got some minor injuries, but they took First Lieutenant Pluto. She said to call you.
Wait, I thought you were First Lieutenant Pluto.
No, I'm calling on her behalf.
Okay, you were sounding a bit mannish. I was worried.
Yes, I'm a man.
Yep. Yes, I'm a man.
Continue.
I'm a big man. And so, I mean, when shit, what she said when we got attacked for you to call you and, I don't know, you save her?
Oh, yeah, so I'm gonna assume it's all interconnected. You're friends with me. I've sort of been antagonizing the Baba Yaga. I'm going to kill that guy within the next 2 days.
Dude.
Most likely today.
Oh, okay.
I'll be sure Lieutenant Pluto's okay. My friends will make sure that she gets out, worst case scenario type stuff. You know this animal fella? He's like the head guy of the animals. He's kind of a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I know of the animals. We do some business with them.
Yeah, I'm going to go kill their fucking boss and use his cameras to find the Baba Yaga.
Oh.
And then I'm going to go kill the Baba Yaga.
Well, you do you. Make sure to bring her back safe, please.
Yeah, that is my goal. That is my intention. When? What time frame are we looking at?
I don't know. She got dragged away. I think soon? Immediately?
Well, like, when did she get dragged away?
Like, minutes ago?
Minutes ago. Okay. Into the sewers?
Yeah. They went underground.
Go figure.
You know, this... I'll talk to you later. Hang up.
I have insurance, too, with me. I'm just letting you know.
More insurance.
Yeah.
Did I get the bigger bomb for my leg?
More insurance, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, and then did we get the sword for Aku's dog's unicorn? Yeah. Sick as fuck. So right now, no one knows.
Yeah, right now, nobody knows. Dude, imagine.
I'm excited. I'm so excited for it to happen.
Well, yeah, so as you're talking to another call comes in. This one's Jorge.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. And then I squint at my phone and put it down. And then I put him on hold, I think. And then I pick up the Jorge call.
Okay, so Jorge's like,
John, are you in Night City right now?
I just so happen to be, Jorge. How you doing?
Lobos was doing a delivery and...
Can I stop you right there?
Yeah?
I bet you she was taken into the sewers, wasn't she?
Yeah, how'd you know? Were you there?
No, I just a lucky guess. I'm gonna go, we're gonna find her.
Oh, good. We all got hit, so I don't think we could really help much, but...
Everybody else okay?
Yeah, everyone else. There's minor injuries. No one else died or anything.
Fantastic. That's awesome. That's great. So we're gonna solve the problem. Everybody's gonna be home soon. Thank you for the heads up. We will keep you updated.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, of course. John for mayor. Remember that.
Yeah, we'll all go register to vote.
Fantastic. I hang up, and then I go back up. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, we're going to fix this, too. We're going to find your girlfriend.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, of course, anytime. Glad to have you as friends. Nice talking to you. Yeah. We'll see you soon.
I wait a beat to see if there's any more phone calls.
No more phone calls.
Okay. Does anyone else feel like there has to be a mole?
Yeah.
Doc says that. Like, does anyone else feel like there has someone has weird. To be feeding them information for them to all get dragged into the sewers
at the same
right
time?
Now?
Yeah.
I
look
at
weird.
Wesley and shoot him in that. No, I'm just kidding. Could you imagine?
Execute Wesley and Madden D.
That'd be crazy.
No, I'm just checking in that we're all on the same page on that.
I am suspicious, I'll say, but I'm not willing to make any commitments. That being said, we should all not trust each other right now, I think.
Oh. Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Jesse, retroactively, can I ask Aku to for insurance to... more insurance. Can I
just do electric boogaloo?
More insurance.
Yeah.
Another semicolon. Can I ask Aku so that when my heart stops, because I have the biomonitor, when my heart stops, can the countdown initiate?
For more insurance to go off?
Unless somebody speaks a command phrase, which is John was the best.
Is that okay? Which was John for mayor.
Yeah, John for mayor.
Dude,
John
with fucking, this. It's crazy because we all die. You die last, so no one should know it. And then it's like. Well, I guess it ain't gonna be John for mayor. And then the bomb doesn't go off. And then we lose.
Nope, John the best then. It has to be John the best. They would never say that.
Anyways. I like John for mayor.
So what's the phrase?
It's John for mayor 2047.
Jesus. I gotta write it down.
I think it's 2045 right now. So
2045.
Well, we're going to run on the platform with 46.
Anyway. Is that an election? What am I talking about?
Is that an election year, Jesse? Is 46 an election year?
Canonically, now
it
is.
Yeah, there's not mayor. Awesome. There's a vacancy.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Is there a vice mayor? Is that a thing? VM?
I don't know.
So.
But then you get a call from Sourdough Joe.
No. Sour Joe.
No.
Answer.
Fred.
Oh, I wanted to let you know that my bakery's up and going.
Oh, thank God.
I will be there. Within 24 hours.
What's the other drone guy? Not Sholo, the other one.
Inu?
Inu.
Sholo, Inu, are they with us?
Yeah.
You wouldn't happen to be the ones, would you?
No, I literally just... Sholo's like, I literally just got here.
It's a great point. Sholo did literally just get here.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll perception, I guess.
Human perception.
Yeah, there's like human perception.
I got a 12.
So you guys kind of look them up, and it seems like they don't... They're both kind of like nervous about what's going on.
All right, well... I guess you two do your jobs.
Do they have weapons on them?
They both have handguns.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right, send the drones out with the letters, and then let's go sit in that location.
Hold on, there was that tripwire.
Oh, yes, I look at the tripwire. What is it for?
It looks like it's just, if you kind of look around it, and it looks like it's designed to collapse the entrance if someone tries to come in.
Are there explosives here?
Yeah.
Interesting, Jesse.
Can I snip it without exploding it and then take the explosive?
Can I disarm it?
Yeah, you could do a security tech.
We'll have it.
I was like, can I just try to disarm it?
You like fake trigger.
Yeah, I go, oh my god! I'm just kidding, guys. I got it.
I grab John's arm really tightly. And I'm like, oh.
I was like,
Aku, you silly
kidding.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, man, I gotta keep us light on our toes for something serious, you know?
John, did you lock the car?
Beep, beep.
We send out the drones. And Aku got the thing.
So we collect the bombs, or the, you know, explosives too.
So it's weirdly quiet. So it's just kind of like quiet, you know, because they're just standing there
as like,
they do it.
So like, you know, what do we...
Oh, everyone hide. I'm going to stand in the middle with my sword out and act like I'm ready for a 1v1 fight.
Okay. Oh, that's right. We have to do that. I'm going to go hide, Jesse.
Yeah, we'll go hide.
But yeah, so these drones, they're like about like a little bit bigger than baseballs.
Sick.
And so there's a bunch of them, and they float up, and they start.
They're so cool.
They go in different directions.
Was the pin to outside of the sewers to where we are currently, where the truck is, so that if when guy come out, we shoot.
That's a good idea, actually.
Oh, I guess, yeah. I wasn't sure if he'd leave the sewers because he's looking for the Baba Yaga. How dumb is he? Would he leave the sewers?
Dude, he's a fucking brawler.
All right, yeah, let's go wait by the truck. We do this by the truck.
All right, so it takes a little while, and they're like, we found him.
Did he take the note?
He doesn't seem to, like, be focused on anything. He's kind of just wandering blindly.
Did you nudge him with the drone?
I'm afraid of nudging him with the
drone. Can I see the video feedback of the drone?
Yeah, so she pulls.
Can I human perception it?
Yeah.
That's fucking, what's 8 plus 6?
14.
Yeah, so he does look cyber psycho. He's
pull out. He's in
his own. No, just drop the location. Let's go get him.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So there. So Inu's going to guide you guys through. And you're walking and you kind of have to crawl through this tunnel. That's
Can we lock them in the car? Because Shalo knows how to use the car.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's like super fun. It's fucking Rick's super spaceship. Defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit.
Protect Summer.
Keep Summer safe. Yeah.
Fuck.
You guys are crawling through, and so she kind of motions to you that he's just around the corner.
I have a grenade launcher.
You're underground.
Did he look fucking like... Did he look scary?
So this isn't like... So these are tunnels that were dug out.
Oh.
And so they are like fortified and stuff.
I have a flashbang.
Well, I don't know how effective that would be against cyberpsychosis because they're just nuts.
And also, he's going to fight melee. That didn't help much with melee, right? Jesse, the flashbang doesn't?
Well, it does hurt his perception. So right. If you want to
stealth or something.
Because I'm thinking if we just blitz him and we all get melee attacks off quickly, we can just kill him before he does anything.
You could try
that. I don't have melee like that. I shoot.
You have your lead pipe, don't you?
Well, no, I didn't keep that.
Dude, here's the thing. That's what Adam does with his characters. That's not what most people do. Adam's like, this pipe saved my life.
That's funny because it's true.
Yeah, the pipe didn't even save my life.
Jesse, can I get the pipe turned into like a sword?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I use the pipe?
I shoot. Like, I don't.
I'll give you my katana.
I'm strong.
I have a knife and my dog has a sword in its head now, so I mean...
I'll probably give you my katana and just shoot him. Like, my damage will be better if I shoot him.
I got nades.
I have grenades,
too. I guess my damage... what's his armor looking like? Because I know the sword kind of bypasses armor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks pretty armored up. But melee does ignore half armor.
All right.
Well, okay. I'll go in melee with you. Why not? Fuck it, right? And then...
I'll also go in. Try to help Pinsir.
Madam, when he's distracted... Plug that into his little piece, and I toss you the knife.
The Gamja bar.
Jesse is blinking actively, which means I don't think we should be going in melee, you guys. I think that's not the move.
Well, here's the thing. If we just kill him in one go, it doesn't matter what
Jesse
thinks.
That's true.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jesse. Well, I could snipe him. That's a thing. We could just, like, sit back in the tunnels. I could just blow his brains out.
I could give Wesley the knife, and he can stealth hide for when there's an opening to use it.
True. Or you just stealth up and plug it in and just turn him off.
Yeah.
How safe do you feel?
He's stealthier than I am.
True.
And
he might be stealthier than
all right, so ones. I'm good. You know what? Yeah. I'll hand him
the knife. He's also the weakest, has the least amount of health.
Well, I'll lay down with my sniper. Okay.
I give him my armor? Does he have armor?
Yeah, he has armor.
Actually, Jesse, I have a question. I don't know if this is a thing I could do or could have done. Would I be able to make my... Because I have a pop-up shield on my left arm. Mm-hmm. Would I be able to make that, like, detachable to, like, shoot it out if at some point I wanted to, like, shield someone else? I don't know if that was, like, if that's a doable thing.
No, I don't think so.
Just checking. Beyond that, yeah, I mean, I'll lay down with my sniper and get ready, and I'll just take a shot if it looks like he's going to fucking kill Wesley.
What's Wesley's stealth?
It's like a... 12, I think.
All right. I'll kind of like sneak up far enough so that I'm not disrupting him, like his stealth. Close enough to where I can get up and, you know, start combating him if I need to. You get me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. I was under the impression that he was going to use the knife while you guys were fucking blitzing him.
That was the original plan.
Yeah, and we pulled back from that.
Jesse gave us a look. I'll also say, due to the unknowing manner of cyberpsychosis.
Yeah.
Depending on if this guy, I don't know what his cybernetics are. Could I like get a peek at that?
Yeah, when I human perception.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty obvious. He just has big arms. And he's armored up.
I was just scared of him blowing up.
Did he look anything like that scary motherfucker we fought when we
on the boat
got the truck?
Yeah, because he was also a part of the animals.
Well, okay. if he connects, we're
fucked. Yeah, it'll hurt.
Maybe we're better off all getting a free attack. Like that. Yeah. Or do we want to lay down and just take shots at him from a distance?
Click, click. I'm going to toss a couple of grenades when we're ready. That's not now, but I feel like that's the move, right?
We just
toss
some grenades, start shooting. I got the vibe that we weren't supposed to use grenades because they're hand-dug tunnels and that it'll collapse. That's why there's explosives. There's a reason why there was explosives at the entrance of coming in here.
Or we can get his attention. Everybody leaves. One of us gets his attention, and then we just have him chase us to the car.
He could be a lot faster than us.
We start blowing him up and hope that nothing falls and kills us. You ever disassociate so hard that you're just like, I could say this, you know?
Oh, buddy.
You ever that ever happened to you guys?
Yeah, I suppose but that
my vibe is also that the Baba Yaga's down here somewhere.
Yeah.
Because isn't...
And I don't want to make ourselves super known.
Yeah. Because there's also then the problem of the... How many people? Four people that got dragged down here, you know?
All right, so... Here's the two plans that I think are best.
Mm-hmm.
We either blitz him and we all get melee attacks off before we start the round. So we all just charge
have
in,
to go.
Stab as quickly as we can. And then Wesley tries to sneak in with a little stab in while he's distracted with us. Or two, we lay down. We prepare suppressive fire. Wesley stabs in. I give him a quick tutorial of how to click the thing. And hopefully Wesley can turn off all of his cybernetics.
I kind of like the latter plan, but I'm open to the first one as well.
Do you just not want to get close to him?
It's not that. I just feel like if we can disable him early on, the fight will be over. You know what I mean? Like...
Well, we're all making melee attacks. Wesley's melee attack is the plug-in.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. I could give Wesley the sword and I can make the plug-in because I do better with cybernetics. Mm. So I'm going to just double fist sword and thing just in case Wesley fails. I can try to plug in. Do you want to just charge this guy?
Was anyone giving me a sword? You were giving me a sword?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll give you my katana.
Katana?
Do you have any sword?
Yeah, I have Wolverine claws.
Oh, yes.
I just have a knife, but I have my dog as well. So you know what? Ready? Damage is damage.
That dog next to me.
All right. Yeah. Who wants to go first?
I charge.
Okay. Yeah. I speak blitz, and I'm trying to just go like back through, like through his back with this sword.
All right. Give me some attacks, y'all. So, the first one you hit, the second one you miss.
By how much?
By just one.
12 damage. 12 damage.
So it doesn't look like your attack penetrated his armor.
Oh, wait, no, it ignores half armor. Sorry. No,
I was like, Jesse.
I was like, Jesse, no.
I'm sorry.
We all were like, oh, we might all just die right here.
I think.
Like, everyone get back.
Yeah, I was like, I think that's grenade time. Like, you know, like, yeah, all of our grenades. Fuck it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you heard him. Cool. Gave him a little ouchie.
We're all running on him. So are we all making our attacks?
Yeah, you're all making your attacks.
I got a 16 and 18. 13 damage.
Two 15s to hit.
Two 15s? You hit the first one, hit the second.
I hit both of them. 10 and a 9.
So Aku got a 16 and then a 13.
So you missed the first one, but hit the second.
Okay, cool. 9 damage for that. And then my dog got a 13 and a 16.
Now Wesley's going to go for it.
The one thing is I think the animals are like boxers. I don't think Jesse mentioned that, but their whole thing is that they like are like box, like they fight in melee. You know what I mean? Yeah. So maybe like in hindsight, you know.
Well, no, I recognize that. Once again, I said getting hit by him is the worst case scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we lay down and start shooting at him and it doesn't down him, and then he lights us up when he gets in close combat, we're fucked.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Is like it was the range, and then all of a sudden he closes in.
Well, yeah, but never mind.
What?
Otherwise, I mean, like that still happens if we fail now.
True,
I mean?
I guess, but armor gets ignored with melee.
That's true. I'm not arguing the plan. I was just like, huh.
No, I feel you.
All right, so he's able to turn off one of his arms. His arms are just kind of dangling there. He's going to swing on Wesley because he's, like, on him.
No. No, no, no. No, can I jump in front of it and take a crit?
Yo, don't do that.
Wesley can't dodge it.
Dude, watch Wesley get his face.
Have you guys seen the ending of Edge Runners?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's about to happen.
What?
I'm just kidding.
That's what I'm
not.
What?
What?
Close.
All right, well, he only takes, like, 3 damage.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Good. Oh, wait, no, it ignores half. I forgot. Never mind.
Never mind, not fuck yeah.
Jesse!
What?
Jesse, you can't do this.
So he takes 6 damage.
Oh, that's not too bad.
He can have whatever he wants when we go home.
Can I try to plug in?
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, back Wesley up, and then I'm just going to try to jab the knife in.
All right.
Cyber tech, right?
No, you have to do a brawling first.
Brawling first?
You got over 20. Can you get over?
Oh, okay. Hold on. Yeah, I just jab at it and miss. I'm like, oh.
Oh, no.
Well, he has one arm down, so.
I look at Doc. I
back up. We need his eyes.
Fuck. All right, then I'm
Doc
gonna.
Doc does that, because you look at Doc and he's like, yeah. No, wait.
I Wolverine and I. 17?
Not sure. Yeah, you hit him.
Then I get a 10.
I'm sorry.
Second one. He breaks your wrist.
Yeah. And then I do 14 damage. Yes.
Oh, nice.
All right.
I did push Wesley back, though.
All right, he's bloodied, y'all.
Oh, shit.
Dude.
Okay.
We got this.
All right,
I make six more attacks.
Yeah, I was like, I make two attacks, and then my dog is going to make two, so we'll see right now. 13?
Nope, you missed.
Yeah. Second one for Aku is 17?
Yeah, that hits.
Oh, okay. Oh, I only rolled one.
Yeah, but just ignores it.
Yeah. And then my dog will attack now.
Yeah.
14 for the first one?
No, first one missed.
Ooh. Second one's a 19?
Yeah, you hit.
14 damage.
14, all right, yeah. Really dig into his leg.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Right.
Yeah, so he's pretty hurt. This dog really got into him.
Hey, man. He's nice. Going for the leg.
Since I tried to jack in, can I have let go of my laser sword so Wesley could get two attacks with it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Here we go.
He gets plus one.
Wesley's like, yeah.
Wesley, me boy.
I'm going to get him. So he hits him once.
Oh, me boy.
Okay.
Yeah, 14. Yeah, oh.
Does Wesley do it?
Yeah, he does it.
Oh my god.
Wesley's goaded.
Whatever he wants when we get him.
Yeah, real.
Stabs him right through the heart.
A Wesley. Oh.
Dude.
Wesley, thank you. I was getting nervous.
Wesley, that was so hot.
Wesley, that was so hot.
You know the SpongeBob episode where he gets those giant inflatable arms? Can I do that but with this guy's arms, Jesse?
I mean, you could cut off his arms and then later on have him attached to you.
I probably shouldn't. No. But you know.
I'm gonna yank out this guy's fucking eyes.
Alright.
I wanna plug him up so he could take a peek.
I'm gonna survey the area, Jesse, just see what else is around here.
Okay, give me a perception check.
Cool, come set this up.
Okay.
Did you bring the VCR?
Yeah.
16?
16. You hear the faint sounds of screaming.
Fucking Christ.
Just to let everybody know, there seems to be some screaming hopping over there. How fast can you get those eyes out, Doc?
They're in my hand already. I'm like, let's watch and walk. Can we do that?
Yeah, so you can plug them into your phone.
Okay. They're just dangling. It's foam balls.
All balls.
Yeah.
Just, quiet. And so we start moving, Jesse.
Yeah. Inu and Solo look at watch it, and so they can get a general idea of where they need to go. So it's just him kind of going through the tunnels, and then you see he gets to this big door, and turrets pop out of it. Oh, and the door has Arasaka written on it. The turrets pop out and, like, point at him, and so he there's a button next to it, and he pushes it, and then after a few moments, it goes, and then the door opens for him.
I'm going to rip off one of his arms. The arm that pushed it, just in case.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it just seems like a button. It doesn't seem like it's a biomonitor or anything.
But the turrets didn't shoot him?
Yeah, they just pointed at him.
Do they have scanners on them?
Yeah, they're pretty advanced turrets.
All right, I'm going to... Well, I cut off his eyes and face. Well, I cut off his eyes, so I would like to like quickly plug them back in and maybe just pop off his head.
Okay, I mean, that's a play.
Yeah, I'm just... All right, let's hope this works.
All right, let's see if we...
Do we get there to the, like, by the door?
So you guys start wandering in following your drone pilots, and it seems like they got a little lost.
They had schematics. Like, I gave them, they got the eyes.
Like, I don't know, something's different. Like, I can't explain it.
Well, where's the sound of screaming coming from?
Do a perception check.
Can I do that as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would also like to.
I did fucking terribly. 14.
Dude, can I do that with a plus because I'm very used to the sound of screaming?
What? 21.
Sexual.
17.
Sorry, what am I doing?
You're not rolling it. You don't need to roll it. You got carried away. You don't need to roll it.
It was a 18.
Sexual scream.
So, John, you do have like a general idea of which direction to go. All
right. Follow me, everyone. Follow me, everyone.
Send in their drones.
They're rolling so bad.
Oh, okay, got a 90. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. All right. So you guys make it. It takes you a little while. It seems like you're going in circles.
Mm. And I don't like that.
Inu has like a little wrist thing on, and it starts like clicking. And so she says, "I think we're in the radioactive zone." Just so you guys all know.
What does that mean for us, Jesse?
You know, you're deep enough to where there's not, you're not going to get any damage from it.
Okay.
But I would avoid any exits.
Got
around
it.
Here.
Noted.
Copy. Yeah, so do I see the door?
Yeah, so.
I'm going to walk up holding his head.
Yeah, it's a long tunnel, and you see the door in front of you.
Is the screaming still coming from inside there?
There's no more screaming.
Yeah, I don't walk up. I quickly move up, holding the head.
So as you get close, the things pop out and they kind of look at you, but they don't seem to shoot.
Press the button.
And so there's several moments. So in the recording, it was pretty quick. You clicked it, and then so it seems like almost like maybe 30 seconds, and then the door's open.
Well, like while he's doing, I'm like, Wesley, can you try? Is there any access points you can find here?
So he's like, I mean, there's none right here. I can't see any.
Technology, goddamn it. That's all.
So now it opens up, and there's a long tunnel that seems like it seems like an office building, but it's all like it's broken up. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's collapsing, pretty much.
Did the turrets go away once I press the button?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I give everyone the thumbs up.
All
right. I'm going in and just looking.
Yep.
All right, it's a long, dark tunnel.
Watching for tripwires.
I'm looking for heat vision. Sorry, Jesse.
Yeah, no, there's nothing. There doesn't seem to be anything in these.
Oh, cool. We're clear, team.
Any traps?
Oh, yeah. Should I make
no, there's no. Well, you can't see any. Yeah, there's no traps.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, I feel like certain bombs give off, like, thermal radiation, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe give off something.
I'm gonna also just pull up a flashlight, you know, if it's that dark, you know?
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the final middle of the episode for season 2. Our first ad this week comes from our friends over on Dread and Breakfast Podcast.
Ready, set, podcast!
Looking for some terrifyingly ridiculous fun? Then check out Dread and Breakfast, the horror RPG podcast you never asked for.
We kill the DM. Can you win if you kill the DM?
What if we kill all of his NPCs?
Join us as we bumble our way through the RPG Dread, where mistakes can be deadly and secrets lie behind every corner.
Oh, no!
Her jaw unhinges and she lets out this scream.
And after each story, join us for breakfast to get a behind-the-scenes look at what it was like running the game. And Christine cooks up something potentially cursed that we have to eat for your entertainment.
Is milk a dressing?
No.
Is dressing a milk?
Check out Dread and Breakfast wherever you get your podcasts. Thwack!
Definitely check out our pals over on Dread and Breakfast. They use the Dread system, which, in case you didn't know, uses a Jenga tower, so it's super interesting. Definitely recommend you check it out. Our next ad comes from our friends over on Rolling Until Ragnarok.
What's going on, everybody? This is Wei Stark. I'm the founder and head forever DM of Until Ragnarok. We're a growing community of gamers, RPG lovers, artists that are just dedicated to uplifting everybody around us, and overall just being a great place to find friends to game with. You can check out our live play campaigns and our one-shots on our YouTube at Until Ragnarok GG, or if you want to join the community, which I hope you do, you can find us on Twitter or pretty much anywhere else at Until Ragnarok GG, or even just add me on Discord. My tag there is Waywatcher. We're gearing up right now for an incredible year of live play campaigns, community playthroughs of Baldur's Gate 3, and we're even going to be on the D20 cruise this year in April. Please come join our community, come create with us. I hope to meet you all soon. Anyway, have a good one.
The crew over on Rolling Until Ragnarok is a fantastic crew, a very welcoming community. If you're looking for that sort of thing, highly recommend you join their Discord. Highly recommend you go check them out. Alrighty, friends. Take a bathroom break, get some water, maybe a little snack. We are finishing up season 2, folks. Let's get back to the episode, shall we? Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Alright, guys, walk in. And so now you're starting to hear the screams again. They kind of come up again.
Beeline straight towards them.
Alright.
Yeah.
You're running, and you make it into what looks like a laboratory, but kind of put thrown together. Mm-hmm. And you see all the people that you heard that were kidnapped are all strapped down to these machines. And there's a bunch of guys in the lab coats like plugging them into stuff, and they're like trying to like.
If everybody doesn't stop right now, I'm just gonna shoot you all.
So
I'm scanning.
The first person who turns around, I shoot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Someone. One guy like, huh?
In the head.
Oh, great. Give me a shot.
Fuck these guys, dude.
Yeah.
Auto fire. That's a 23.
Wait, are you auto firing? Or are you
doing... what's the skill when I'm just firing once?
Shoulder arm, yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah, good. Nice. Okay, yeah. Because for auto fire, you would shoot like a bunch of...
Splattering.
Yeah. Okay, so what'd you get? Sorry.
23.
Oh, yeah. So you hit.
16.
Yeah, so you blow this guy apart.
Like, whoops, sorry, finger slipped. Gotta be careful out here.
And then I scan. I'm looking for big guys. I'm looking for Baba Yaga. I'm looking for people who look like they're in charge.
Yeah, so you look around, and there's just these dudes in lab coats. And so up top, there's, surgical area, there's like the observation room above. So there's like these shutters, and they open up, and you see the Baba Yaga standing there.
So we have to get up there?
I just flip him off. I say, all right, are any of them dead? If you say yes, I won't shoot you, but I will be very sad.
No, I'm doing important research.
Who's saying that?
The Baba Yaga.
Oh, I was talking to the scientist guys. Yeah, this. Yeah,
how high up is it?
Shit.
It's like 2 stories up.
Are there stairs?
Not that you can see.
You scientist types, you doctors, you fix them, make them not hurt anymore, but don't kill them. If you don't do that, then I'll just shoot you, so.
We're fixing them, making them better.
I'll shoot you in the head.
I start stabbing doctors. No, I have my sword out. I'm just cleaving doctors' heads off.
Bobby, stop! I'm trying to make them better.
I'll be up there in a second. Through doctors.
Yeah, if they're not... Are they fixing people? Like, are they listening to us?
No, they weren't like really listening.
Well, the doctors are?
No.
Can I roll an intimidation?
Yeah, intimidation.
Well, I'm moving into bloody havoc.
Okay, then yeah, they're just gonna start kind of panicking then.
Oh, wait. I'm gonna shoot my RPG at the fucking Baba Yaga.
Hold on.
I like cut one guy down. I'm like, oh, hold on.
A persuasion, I guess, which is 16.
16? So it's, they're kind of like, they seem like they don't know what to do. They're more like, they're kind of doing it, but they're, some of them.
I stab one.
Doc, can you see how our friends are doing? I'll watch Baba Yaga. Make sure it doesn't do anything. Don't worry. Doc, please.
Like I'm white knuckling on the blade, and I think
for a second
have...
I'm like, need to make sure our friends are okay.
He's right there.
And I don't think he's moving anywhere, and John has his eye on him.
It's true.
Let's make sure our friends are okay.
Just
first.
Let me show you my genius.
Oh, you shut your dumb trap.
Don't listen to
you
him.
You shut your
Doc,
trap.
Doc, lock it.
Lock it, dude.
Do not let him take control of you.
We already talked about this.
I'm aware, but they took our friends.
There's a big, like, tubular thing next to you that's kind of covered, and so...
It's radical?
Okay. You're like, oh, you're a fellow doctor. So you'll be amazed when you see what I have made. So there's that tube, and there's sort of like a cover on it, and it slides to the side, and you see Alex, but she's in pieces.
Fuck.
And she's like, he's like, I'm going to not only cure cyberpsychosis, but even death.
Shoot it with the RPG. Shoot it with the RPG before he can lose anything.
So wait, we're in an office now. It's not just dugout dirt, right?
Yeah, well, so, you're like in a surgical room.
Can I gleam that shooting the RPG won't auto-destroy the room?
It will destroy the room, because this...
But will it crumble it in on us?
Probably, because everything's kind of fucked up.
I'll save this for later. Just fuck with the systems that's keeping her alive. Just smash the things.
I'm smashing buttons.
And
dude.
I'm gonna turn and I'm gonna
Where's
check
Wesley?
Our, I'm
Wesley?
Yeah, I was like, can I try to Wesley? See if I can discern, like, what would, like, stop stuff?
Wesley, stop the protocol!
I also would like to check our friends, make sure they're alive.
Yeah, so they're being hooked up to shit, mm-hmm. so just by a quick glance, it may not be a good idea just to unplug them.
Figured. All right. Let's. And I kind of look up. Kill all the doctors. All
right.
Yeah. And yeah, and I pull out my handgun, and I'm just shooting and slicing through every medical personnel down here.
Baba Yaga's like, I knew you were just a bunch of idiots, and he's going to smash through and jump at you.
Oh, that bitch. I shoot him with the RPG. As he jumps down, I turn the RPG up. I'm going to shoot at Jesse.
Going to shoot him out of the sky?
I'm going to shoot him out of the fucking sky. Fuck you guys. I can't. Doc can't not. Son of a bitch.
Right, give me a reflex check. If you get 15 or higher, then you can shoot this off.
Yeah, I'm going to spend 2 luck points to do it.
All right. Give me a shot.
21.
All right. Yeah. Roll me some damage.
It is
8d6.
8d6.
Here, you want some?
Yeah. 84. I crit.
So, yeah, you... You hit him, and so he misses you and lands, and he, like, gets impaled and just some, like, a bunch of random stuff. So he's pretty hurt.
He's just a guy.
And then how much damage did you do? Like
25 damage. Just 25 damage. That was a crit, so 5 auto damage.
He's just a guy.
No, that's my thing, is he's just a dude.
Also, just as he jumps down, just... RPG. He
gets met with a rocket.
Aku, give me a perception check.
Fuck.
Dude, he's a robot.
Oh, he's gone.
20.
So you're looking around, and it looks like this place is about to collapse. It's like you've got a couple. Let's see how many turns you got.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you got 6 turns.
Yeah.
Jesse got me up, bro.
Jesse.
Finally.
Jesse, you're goated, dog. Yeah. You're a fantastic GM.
Dude, fucking three ones ago, we were like, Jesse, fuck
you. Fuck you, Jesse.
Fuck you.
Why is 1,000 here?
It all hinges on how well we're doing.
Yeah, always. I can't wait to DM, and you guys are just like, fuck you, yeah. fuck you.
Anyways, Aku's like, we have a little bit of time, but this place is gonna come down soon.
I'm not listening. I'm just looking at the Baba Yaga impaled.
Also, while
this but he's is still alive.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Also, while this is happening, Jesse, I would like to mention Aku is also trying to look at the big like thing and is trying to figure out what controls would be to like make sure that our friends are okay, but maybe to like. Intercept whatever the fuck's going on with the lady in pieces.
A cyber tech check.
I would be so helpful if I wasn't blinded by rage.
Yeah.
23.
Yeah, you're able to be like, okay, if you, there's like a bunch of stuff, so you figure out if you do it in a certain.
I would also like, as I'm doing this, I'd be like, Wesley, I need your help. Get over here.
Wesley runs over.
Yeah.
So you know, so it's gonna if you and Wesley take your turn doing this, then in one turn you can unplug them and start.
Okay.
Then
yeah. Then
another turn.
Yeah. Then I'm gonna. Spend my time doing that. All right,
so, yeah.
Where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
I'm mashing buttons.
Is that fucking up at all?
Yeah, I have a skill called deduction. Can I deduce which button would help slow down whatever the fuck's going on with Alex?
Dude, can I deduce?
Let me deduce, bro.
Oh, yeah,
let me
crunch
the numbers.
Let me deduce. Fuck, I rolled bad.
Jesse, let her deduce.
What's up? Susan to deduce?
So you look around, and so there is like an emergency eject button. So if you hit that, it'll just like shoot her out, and she's in pieces.
Yeah. You fucking bitch.
Dude, no else.
Fuck you, die twice. None.
Fuck you, die twice.
Stay dead.
So, yeah, so the front of it explodes open and like water spills, the goo spills out, and her like pieces just kind of fall out into the goo. So now she's just in pieces at your feet.
I just look at my bag, I'm like, I thought you were curing death.
He's like, I was, but you're so short sighted you couldn't see that.
Well,
looking at the pieces of the woman I used to love.
Oh God,
for real.
Yeah, just
Morality isn't relative, friend. And I'm going to take a shot at them.
At the Baba Yaga?
Yeah.
All right.
Are there doctors left? Because I know we were kind of just mowing.
Yeah, there's
them.
A couple doctors left.
Are they going to try to fight us or they're cowering?
Yeah, they're going to fight you.
Okay.
I feel like we should kill him. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going.
I just feel like priority-wise.
I want us to all just get in there.
Yeah, I'm going to take a shot at them.
All right.
I'm going to just action unload with my assault rifle.
Okay.
On him. Auto fire on him. I rolled crit. I rolled 2 sixes. And then...
We're just fucking this guy up.
Yeah, man.
So that's 12 damage plus 5, but also the damage is doubled? This roll damage, so 24 damage, I guess?
24 damage. Okay. You shot off his leg.
Revenge, fucker, because he broke mine, basically. So.
All right, yeah, he's laying there without a leg, and with shrapnel on him. All right, so I guess it's going to be his turn.
It's pretty cathartic, Aku. You should get on this.
I'm busy.
Oh, right, sorry.
Oh, what do his hands look like? Because I know we're looking for Aku's parents' hands.
Yeah, so he has these cybernetic arms.
It's a good thing I didn't blow those up.
Right?
Could you imagine?
I'm taking those back.
I felt really bad.
I would have been like,
So, he doesn't have any ranged weapons, because he was just going to use his cyber class. So, and he can't move, because he doesn't have... arms off. Oh, you know what? I'll have him, like, do some creepy crawling stuff. Let me see. Let me see. He's not going to get to you, but he's going to start, like, crawling towards you, and it's real creepy looking.
Cause... Ew.
You are a stain.
And so, and then the guys that are left are going to try to stop them from, like, so they're going to run up to Aku and Will Wesley.
We do have a time limit. We need to remember that.
Yeah, 6 rounds.
Never mind. They try to run up to you, but then you guys just kind of push them to the side. They're kind of
bitch. I'm busy.
They're kind of wieners. They're terrible.
I do think Aku stops one with one of his arms, like I'm busy, and then throws him to the side.
They're like, we're doing important work here.
No, the fuck you're not.
You're short sighted.
You're short sighted, dude.
And you're on the ground, so.
All right. So
this is going too well.
Yeah.
So this goes around. So in one turn, you can detach them. All right. So, yeah, your guys' turn. Now.
I'll shoot at the scientists. If they're not going to... If either you guys stop or I'm going to shoot you in the head.
Give me the persuasion.
17?
Yeah, so it seems like they're like, oh, please, our work is so important to us.
Yeah, I understand that. You can continue it without abducting people and experimenting on them. It's not that hard, guys. Come on. Be good. Choose good. You know?
Use scabs or something. Why the people that we like?
Well, yeah, male
if you didn't want us
too,
to come
I mean,
in here and fuck you. Like,
but at the same time, I don't know. Again,
the Baba Yaga's like, no, you see, my mistake before is I was using men.
I'm going to shoot him more. If
okay.
I can.
Yeah, shoot him.
Thanks, Jesse. I'm going to shoot him twice. So that's 22 and then 23 to hit.
Okay, so he's almost dead.
Morality isn't relative. There's black and white in this world. And you're in the black.
I am saving people.
I want to walk over to him and plug into him.
All right, give me a brawl. Well, if you get close enough, he does have those claws, by the way.
I know. I got a 17.
Nah, he's kind of slashes at you and keeps you
I
away.
Got a 23. I'm going to use all my luck points. All
right, yeah, you got it.
I just plug in. And then I use my cyber tech, right?
Mm-hmm.
16.
16?
Yeah.
All right, so what are you trying to do?
I want to turn his claws off.
All right, yeah, you're able to turn off off one and one.
I want
is
to
like
detach
slow.
Them.
Oh, so you didn't roll high enough to do that. You can turn them off.
Okay, so I'll turn them off.
Okay, yeah. So he's like,
Then I kind of like...
He just starts kind of kicking at you.
I'm going to burn you and all of your research.
Friend, hold on.
He's going to be a stain on Night City. No. My friend's going to get his arms back. All of our friends are going to be okay, and you're going to be Ash. And then I kind of, like, ready up my leg. And
all of this is
whoa,
true.
Whoa, bomb.
Yeah, bomb.
Aku's still working. It's like, I hear bomb talk. I would like to remind you
it's
going to
go in a second. You guys have more than enough time.
I would like to remind you that this place is already going to come down.
Just real quick, who was anybody above you? We should figure that out, actually. Is there anybody above you?
Yeah.
There is no one above me. I am the peak of all that is not
floundering.
I just want to... You promise?
What? Promise? What are we, children?
All right. Doc, you want to leave your leg here, maybe?
Nope. I need to make sure. And I kind of just, like, press him down.
Doc, I'm not done.
Oh, no. You have plenty of time. Plus, I still gotta get his arms off. I gotta get your arms off.
All right.
I'm like digging my fingers in between like the flesh and the metal.
Yeah, start giving me cyber checks to see if you're able to easily get these off.
23.
And I'm assuming you're not being gentle.
No.
Okay, so you easily rip one off this turn.
I mean, I'm not trying to hurt. I will not harm the arms.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're not being gentle to the body.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, 23.
Okay, yeah. So you kind of rip this off. He's obviously in pain. So it seems like the other lab dudes are like kind of scared and like,
what the fuck?
And one's going to start to try to run away.
I shoot him.
Because I was looking at John to do it.
No, it's fine. I mean, I'm, you know. Yeah, no, shoot.
Do it.
21.
Yeah, you hit him.
10.
10? All right. Yeah, you hit him. He's still alive, but he's kind of limping away. Oh, let me do my second shot.
Apologies. That's even higher. 10. Another 10.
Yeah, so you kill him. He's like, ah! And first shot, he starts kind of limping away, then he goes down. Second shot.
No L's. Not one.
No. Yeah. Laws or losses?
Dude, true. It's true. True facts. True facts. That's going to be my campaign slogan. No L's. No laws, no losses, dude.
No laws, no losses?
Yeah.
All right, so you have to wait a turn before you can start
detaching
them. Yeah. That's till the end of this turn.
Claws, no laws, no losses.
Dude, hell yeah, dude. I'll be Wolverine, too. Now, I kneel down. Like, I'm watching the scientist. I have my gun aimed at him casually. Uh-huh. And I kneel down next to Doc. I'm like, Doc, I really don't want to have to... I don't want you to die.
Oh, no, he's going to die.
Yeah, but if you're here when the bomb goes off, then you die, too.
I kind of like for my head... I'm already dead.
I fucking hate when people say shit like that. It's so goddamn annoying.
I'm like, so, anyways, and I like just kind of dig my fingers back into the metal. All
right. Oh, Desert's gonna try and knock you out.
Well, hold on. But
because
the arms first.
You saved me, and to save someone, it doesn't.
Yeah, but the arms. We need the arms first.
No, yeah. Let him. I'll let him go that way. She like walks over behind you.
I have my heel like dug into his shoulder blade, and I'm like ripping at the arm.
Aku, so you and Wesley can now like start detaching people.
Okay, cool.
Oh, how many are there? So there's
four.
Ellie.
Yeah.
Firefly.
Sholo.
Lobo.
Oh, Lobo. Yeah. Oh, three.
Lobo
yeah.
and Pluto.
Oh, Pluto. Yeah. There was four.
Yeah. So it takes a turn. So you guys can get two of them out.
So okay. We're back at the top of the round. So we're four now, right? Four
yeah. Left. Yeah. Okay. So we'll work on getting them out.
Yep. And you do a cyber next check to take off the slime.
How are they looking, Jesse?
They're unconscious, right? Firefly's awake, but...
Like, physically, how are they looking?
They look beaten up because they had to beat them up to get them here.
Do they have any, like, things got removed already? Like,
no. You know? Like, it looks like they just hooked them up.
Okay.
23.
And yeah, so you... So both of his arms are now off.
Toss it to the side.
Cool. And then fucking hilt of my gun to the back of your head.
No, totally. I'm so focused on him. And at this point, I think I'm like knees on ground straddling his body and just like holding his shirt. And I was like, we're going to burn. And all your stupid fucking research is going to burn. Bunk.
Do I have to roll anything?
Yeah, how do we do that, Jesse?
Do your brawling and against your body.
Math. 13. Oh, my
damn. 12, I'm going to use a luck point. To use two luck points.
You have to use two.
Yeah.
Yeah, you...
And your leg's already detached, right?
No.
Or you were gonna detach it?
I propped it up to like let you guys know what I was doing.
Well, this place is gonna blow anyway, right?
Yeah. But insurance.
Yeah, I mean, insurance. If we want to, sure. Also, and I'm gonna pull out my gun and shoot Baba Yaga. Like, okay. Also. Yeah, probably in the head if that's okay. I'll take the aim shot.
Yeah, no, you could just do it. He has no arms and only has one leg.
Yeah. Also, bam.
I think you're a good enough shot.
Thanks, Jesse.
You just fucking tore him apart.
That was that cathartic for Doc? I hope it was.
We're gonna find out when Doc wakes up.
I hate loose ends. That shit sucks. He needs to die anyway, so.
John, you should pick
up. Yeah, as I'm like detaching, I'm like, hey man, I understand.
I'll pick up Doc and throw him over my shoulder.
Now, here's the issue. How are we getting the rest of these people out of here?
Yeah, I can carry. Firefly
is awake.
Can you walk? How are you doing? Are you okay? I know this was traumatic.
I just wanna get out of here.
Yeah, can you walk?
Yeah, we'll help lead you out here.
But can you walk?
Yeah, I can walk.
Alright, then, You get up. You help me put this other person on my shoulder, Lobo. I'll get Lobo. Okay.
So there's still two people attached to it. So you're gonna have to take a turn to detach them.
Somebody else has to.
I know. That was gonna be me, and I don't know if Wesley's still helping.
Yeah, Wesley's still there.
Okay, yeah. So we'll still take the turn to detach.
So this is next turn.
Did the other two come with us?
They're waiting at like the entrance.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to double check.
They're not fighters, so they
won't. Yeah.
Do I wake up?
Give me a body check. Actually, do you get underneath your body?
I got a 6, and my body's a 7.
Damn.
So.
Stay down.
Yeah. We all got chloroform.
I think you're like moving, but you're not quite awake yet.
It's okay.
John, I'm so scared of your boyfriend. I just need to make that known.
We gotta kill him.
It's all right, buddy. We got
blow up his research.
All right, well, there's still two more. Ellie and Pluto.
I can help with that.
You guys gonna?
Yeah, I'll try to take one. I don't know if I can take both of them.
Well, we need to attach them first, right?
Yeah, they detach them this turn, so it's gonna be the next turn.
So two left?
Yeah, two left.
Can I roll to see if I wake up again?
Yeah.
5.
So you're disoriented, but
I push off of your shoulder and I hit the ground like hard.
Well, I try to I feel him wake up. I just try to hold him on a bit tighter.
I'm trying to push off of you.
Yeah, no.
With body versus body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see if I get winded by hitting the ground. 15.
Son of a bitch, really? Your body's not better than mine, though.
I have a 7 in body.
So do I. Well,
I remember, I'm not very much cyber tech.
Yeah.
And my body's a temple.
Fine.
Do you have luck points?
Yeah, but, is it worth... What are you going to do?
The Baba Yaga's already dead.
Well, I
we already killed him. Are you going to do it? What are you going to... Okay, you drop out of my arms.
Yeah, I hit the ground. I, roll over, and I kind of look... I think I see him.
He shot himself.
Thank you. I'm really dizzy. Did I get hit over the head? Did something fall?
The Baba Yaga hit you in the head was one last action.
Did a rock fall?
Dude.
Is the ceiling collapse?
The ceiling's gonna collapse.
Yeah.
And then I think I looked up and I'm like, we need to destroy, we need to burn all of this stuff.
Yeah, we can use insurance too for that. More insurance.
Okay, and they need to get out of the thing. And I point at them, get me over there. Someone get me over there.
You can walk, buddy. I lift you up.
I stumble and I'm like, okay.
I was like,
and
where are you going? Wandering
toward, there's still two bodies. There's still two people, right?
Yeah, but we need to move them now. We need to disconnect them.
Yeah, I've already disconnected them. I'm trying to take one.
I grab him, I just drag him.
And I was like, Desiree.
Yeah.
Help him out.
In his arms.
How do you know my name? I didn't say it. I didn't say it yet. Anyways, whatever. It don't matter. Let's go.
Yeah, Wesley and Aku maybe get one, and then you guys get one, you know?
Yeah.
And then we head out.
We fucking...
Did you plan?
Oh, yeah, and then I'll also open up insurance, too. And she'll be like, well, this was a real shit show, but I think we got out of it pretty good as long as we get out of here soon. Boop, beep, beep, boop, boop, boop. Beep, boop, 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 beep. That's what I have to say in order to activate it.
Okay, yeah. I had you, voice record it, and I'm like, all right.
I have a question.
Oh, and then I... Awesome.
What's my confidence that the work he was working on up there is going to be burnt outside or just crumbled in?
It'll be crumbled in. So it's pretty, because you're also in the radioactive area.
Uh-huh.
So any electronics would get fried from the radiation.
I just,
because
I,
collapse.
Doc cannot let there be anything he's done or made left over.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's possible, but very unlikely.
Okay, because I'm asking more for an informed character decision here.
Yeah.
On what Doc would do.
You would say 99% it's going to get destroyed.
Oh, Jesse, you bastard.
That's true. No, I get it, Jesse.
Because this place clearly survived the nuclear blast before. So.
Oh, Jesse.
Yeah, you put it down?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I help you, load the body, out the door. And then as I do, I shove you forward, and I'm going to grab it. I'm going to turn around, and I'm trying to run up. How long does it last? What's its timer?
10 seconds.
10 seconds?
Yeah.
Does Doc pass me?
Do you use your feet?
Does Doc pass me?
So, because Doc wants to...
I have a sun baton.
And wants to throw it up.
Oh, what the fuck?
Because all of his stuff's up there.
No,
I have to make sure it explodes on it.
Come on, bro.
You have your skating shoes, so they can't catch you if you go for them.
Is he running past me?
I
have grenades.
I want to be clear right now. Doc's not trying to kill himself.
Okay, but he's going to end the process, so.
Doc doesn't mind if he dies doing this, but he believes that this stuff needs to get destroyed. Doc. Desiree, do you knock me out again?
Yeah, I was going to trip his ass.
Motherfucker needs saving.
Yeah, I do have to go past them.
Crazy style.
Yeah, because I was going to have... I was going to try. Heel. My dog has a fucking sword now, so he's going to try.
Yeah, so I'm just fucking going, and they're all just like, no!
No!
All right, you guys could give me a brawling to try to stop him, and you give me a reflex.
Can I just shoot out one of his legs?
Yeah, you can do an aim shot.
Yeah. Be careful which leg you choose.
I'm going to do all my defenses with disadvantage. So the first one, am I doing body or reflex?
Reflex, because you're
okay, so the first one I got a 6.
I got 15.
And the second one, I got a...
And my second one is a 17.
And my second one's an 11.
The second one is a 17.
So they both just... drop the bike.
Yeah.
Let's go!
Back asleep.
Get out of here, bro.
Yeah, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
Because it's about to blow up, and it's supposed to about to fall.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go.
Yeah, so Jess, can we get the hell out of here?
Yeah, so you're all running.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm dragging Doc by his face, just like you know, holding his leg, his face is in the dirt. Yeah. I just, you know.
Yeah. He's a robot. You goddamn idiot.
Oh, yeah.
There were more scientists still in the building, so you hear, like, screaming, as like, oh, what are we doing? And then you're, as everything collapses, and the bunch of dirt just fills up the tunnel, so you can't really see right now.
It's like the end of Sly Cooper 3.
Yep.
What?
Honor Among Thieves, maybe? Anyways.
So you guys could try to wait it out for the, or just walk in these tunnels blindly.
I have thermal radiation. I have thermal reading on my eye.
You're sleeping.
Pour some water on me.
My drone does. My drone has, actually. Because I asked for the upgrade for the thermal. Yeah. I'll look through my drone and see.
Can I text them? Just be like, we made it.
You're underground in a radioactive zone.
Okay, Jesse. All of a sudden. Okay. Man, I hope we didn't get any radiation. Do you guys feel like you have cancer?
Always. Just a little bit. We live in Night City, John.
Fair enough. All right, well, should we wait? Should we...
Yeah, can I check?
I think the answer is to wait. I read that in a book once. You're supposed to wait here.
John, let me do this.
I mean, yeah, you can... So you and the drone pilots can all, like, kind of use that info to get you guys out.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Well, let's see how well it goes for you guys. So it's taken you a while. But
I wake up in the meantime?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Your face is all scratched.
Yeah, covered in dirt.
The Baba Yaga woke up and scratched your face a bit.
Thank you.
Threw dirt in it.
Thank you.
Doc, you're an idiot.
Thank you, guys.
So things are starting to clear up. You've been in here, so Enu's like, okay, I think I know the way. I'm gonna send out a drone to go to look through. So
Who? Enu,
yeah. So she sends off a drone.
The person who's with us, right?
Yeah. One of the drone pilots.
Yeah, because I was going to say, we can't communicate down here, Jesse, so we wouldn't hear anything.
Are we out?
No, you're still in
tunnels. Yeah, we're trying to...
Yeah, wait.
So you do have some, those like, stims, so you could give it to the unconscious people. Like,
oh, yeah. Heal everybody. I have 4.
No, at least everyone's walking.
Yeah, get everyone up.
Fantastic. Well, I think that went pretty well, everyone. Look at that. We're all alive. Nobody's dead.
He died so easy.
Try not to think about it. It'll just mess you up long term.
Ugh. I don't feel better.
Yep.
Just walking sad, covered in dirt.
Yep, that happens. You're not gonna.
So, you guys make it to the entrance of the subway. You finally get to breathe in some, well, like fresh air is a strong word.
Fresh air, quotes.
So, as you guys are walking out, you see this little hummingbird fly down to you guys.
The fuck is that?
So, Enu goes, oh, that's one of my drones. So she picks it up, and there's a little credit. There's like a little chip thing in it. So she plugs it into her. She has an internal agent, and she goes, wait. And she says, okay, I sent a report to let Izunami early. And she seems to be extremely unhappy that we destroyed the research. And she planted a bomb in your guys' vehicle. So when you turned it on, it would explode.
No. Wait, didn't we have... We had people in the vehicle.
Oh, yeah, we had left people in the vehicle.
Yeah, because I thought we left Solo in the vehicle.
No, Solo went with you.
Oh, did she?
Yeah,
she
they both went did? With you.
What? Well, okay. So they were at the entrance of the lab, not at the entrance of the sub.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought we left the vehicle for safety, and they were just remotely piloting.
Because you needed both of them, because since it's underground and stuff, they couldn't.
Oh, they couldn't remotely pilot. They had to be together. Okay. That was a...
I was like,
Sholo!
I was like, Sholo's fucking dead, guys!
You lost!
Dude, I spent 10,000 eddies on that fucking car.
Is there any way to disarm it?
I'm gonna start running towards it.
No, it's not worth it.
Hurricane!
His head. Shh, it's okay.
I kiss you. Wait, what? Yeah, dog kisses you hard.
John kisses back.
And they kiss.
And they kiss.
I grab your ass. I'll take your chaps. So, Jesse.
So, she explains that the operative you guys went out of your way to save way in the beginning was one of the operatives that were sent to plant this bomb. So, in return, he's telling you guys.
Oh,
this.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice of him.
Cool. You know, you help people, it comes around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he tells you where it is. It's underneath, and so you can try to disarm it.
Do we have a way of getting his anonymous location?
She's her whole thing is stealth, so.
We never meet her.
No, yeah, true.
No, you met her.
No, we met her.
Yeah. She would meet you.
That's right.
I want to contact the detective.
Ellie is with you.
Yeah, oh, Ellie was one of the ones who got taken.
And I'm like, hey, you've been looking for Arisaka people, right?
Oh, you mean Mika?
Yeah, Mika.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so you have her contact info.
Can I have Mika's information, please?
Aku, would you mind saving
a hurricane,
please?
Save hurricane!
Dude, that's the only way he says it.
I do.
Might I have it?
I worry that if, like... I don't want to get fucking flatlined for what I do.
We were already about to get flatlined by your people.
That's just business, baby.
Give me the information.
Okay, you don't need to use that tone. I was gonna give it to you.
I was just thinking.
Jesus Christ.
Let me think.
I literally just saved your fucking life, dog. Can you
tone it down for 2 seconds? I knew a rock didn't fall out of my head!
Like, tone it down for 2 seconds, yeah. Jesus Christ.
I fucking knew it! And did he really come back to life and scratch my face?
Nah, dragging you on the dirt.
No, I knew it!
I put your shoulder. Did I kiss you again? I'm just kidding. Maybe. Do I grab
it? Anyways, I got a 22.
I'm gonna need to do my own thing.
Okay, so to disarm it?
Yeah,
so you're able to disarm it.
Cool. Yeah. Like, well, I disarmed the bomb.
Can you check if there's another bomb?
Can I check to see if there might be another bomb in this car?
Yeah, you could do another security check to look around it.
You never know.
It wasn't as good. A 17?
So you look around it, and it didn't... So there's no more bombs, but they did... fuck up your like grab lifts, so if you did try to fly, it would just basically go up for a bit and then crash.
Yeah,
you know, your grab lifts.
Like John, they fucked with the grab lifts.
I need you to check one more time for any other problems there might be.
I'm gonna try and check one more time.
Okay.
18.
Okay. Yeah, you don't see anything else.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm quitting.
My best friend
after this shit.
Yeah, I call that a check.
All right. So she like. What danger, Gallus? How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Hey, if I had some information on some Arisaka individuals, would you be able to give me some locations?
I mean, I'm always happy to help bring down Arisaka. What's the info?
All right, I'm going to go ahead and send you some digits, and then I'm going to send over all of the information we have from Izanami.
Okay.
Of and from Izanami descriptions and everything. And I'm like, if as quickly as possible you could possibly find a location and get that back to us, I would appreciate that deeply.
Well, I mean, a picture would be perfect.
I sent in a picture. I mean, we've gotten holograms of her multiple times, right?
Yeah, but would you have, like, taken a picture of it, though?
Does Tartarus keep logs of all the videos that are taken?
Yep.
Then, yeah, because she went into Tartarus.
Yeah, she went into Tartarus several times.
So can we take a beat and do this?
Yeah, just make sure I'm... on the side that's not gonna get fucked
we're
over.
On the side.
Yeah, we're on the side. I'm quitting Arisaka, guys.
So we go. We drive to Tartarus. I comb through the footage. I send her a picture.
All right. So she's like, I'll be right on it. Thank you very much for this info.
Yeah. And once again, as soon as possible, if you have any information on
of
whereabouts, I would deeply appreciate that.
I'm always looking for Arisaka.
And let's just consider this anonymous.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Always happy to take an anonymous tip.
Yep, thank you. Well, that seems like it'll work itself out.
All right. You guys make it back, and you're at Tartarus.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get a drink.
Definitely.
Get a fucking drink.
Oh, yeah.
That almost got really out of hand.
There was a moment where I wasn't in control.
Brick, Doc killed the guy.
I ripped his arm. You grabbed the arms, right?
Yeah, I would have. Okay.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yeah, man.
Do you want me to install
them? We gotta go to the bakery. What are we doing here?
Sour Joe!
Sour Joe's sourdough.
Sour Joe's sourdough emporium.
Dude.
Whoa. All right, you guys want to go?
Yeah!
You guys get in, drive there, and Sour Joe is standing there with arms wide open, full of bread.
Fucking Sour Joe, he's so sweaty!
I'm going to go up to Sour Joe and be like, are you hiring?
Like, oh, I mean, I can't pay much, but I mean, I could always use more hands.
I mean, listen, I'll come in on days off and work. It's my passion. Do you think we could get into catering, Sour Joe?
Sour Joe just starts bawling. He's like, I'm so happy you guys changed my life.
Fucking making a difference one goddamn person at a time.
Dude. Yeah, we are, dude.
His name is Mike. Or Frank.
Fred.
Yeah. Fred, it's Fred. It is not Joe.
It is not. Joe. It doesn't matter. Sour Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit.
It's too good not to.
So, yeah, we have a nice bread-filled food dinner. Yeah,
have
breakfast,
a bread bowl,
lunch.
A chili bread bowl with sourdough
bread. Yeah, real good.
Yeah. I guess that's how we're going. Fade to black.
Dude.
Dude.
Is that it?
Well, I just want to go around. What do your characters do for the next, let's see, I think the unification wars is for another 20 years. So what do you guys do for the next 20 years?
20 years? Damn.
Well... Jesse, let me ask you a question. If I run for mayor, am I going to get assassinated?
People will try. Militech will definitely try to assassinate you.
It's
not worth it.
Dude, but you have the Mojave
wins. Yeah.
And fucking the other one.
Yeah. The Sixth Street?
Yeah.
Yeah. You do get reinstated to the Mojave wins.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, man. Does John Evans, he goes for mayor. Ozzy doesn't. Evens, he goes for mayor, guys. I'm going for mayor. No laws! My platform is no laws, no losses. Only claws or whatever. Yeah.
Something
only
like that. Dubs.
Yeah, only dubs.
Bro. So, yeah, one life at a time.
Hell yeah, one laugh at a time. I run for mayor. That's what I do.
All right.
Do I win?
I'll leave that up to you. Do you win or do you get assassinated?
I win.
All right.
You know, if it's between... I think if assassination isn't the other option, I lose.
I think you win because a guy comes at you with, like, mantis arms and you, like, shoot him and get him. And everyone's like, that was cool as shit.
Dude, no sick. No laws! No. And then I say, no laws. Bam, 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 bam.
And then everyone in the audience pulls out their guns.
Yeah!
So many people died that night.
Dude,
fucking raining bullets.
Dude, Night City is going to be a better place.
Night City is a better place.
One person at a time, bro.
Oh, yeah.
One person at a time.
All right, who wants to go next?
I think if Doc is still up for it, the joint combination Pizza Hut Taco Bell would be pretty sick. Open
100%.
Because I don't think Aku's necessarily aligned themselves to any one entity anymore, and is now just kind of working for the people.
Yeah, I think similarly, Doc does a lot of free medical work as he tends to, and then does side work, side gigs with his passion, which is catering with Sour Joe. However, I do think that Doc has a fiery, burning rage inside of him that will never be sated. And so...
I think Aku keeps that in check.
He's constantly trying to, like, we need to get revenge. She'll message me with the information, son, and Aku's like, relax, man.
Yeah. Dude, it's not worth it.
Yeah. And I think that, like, I don't want to risk not seeing my boy get elected. And so I don't go get myself killed. I don't try to get killed this time.
But yeah, a couple months after these events, you get a box in the mail. Uh-huh. You open it up, and it's Izanami's, like, screen mask.
Dude, only ducks. Like,
yeah,
who
sent it to me?
It just says your thing for the return.
I fucking just kicking it in the street. Fucking great.
Dude, we won.
Yeah.
What about Madame D? So you're working for this sour
yeah,
Joe's?
I quit Arasaka. I said, fuck this shit. I'm going to do my own thing.
Really?
I work part-time at Sour Joe's. Sour Joe.
Do you use your business information to make it grow?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Is it going to be
the
next
business, megacorp? You're an entrepreneur, bro.
Dude, I'm an entrepreneur. Dude, I have a plus 13 to business.
Yeah.
And then on the side, I'm a full dominatrix.
Real.
It's my passion.
It
is my passion.
It is your passion.
What about Wesley?
So
Wesley would definitely quit with you.
I tell him he could do whatever he wants, but if he stays with me, I'd keep him around. You know, like
So he's like, I want to do full time at Sour Joe's.
That's, I love that for you. You can totally do that.
He's like, I think I could like get some machines going. Really get, we could be the next Megacorp. Sour Joe's could be a Megacorp.
Dude, Sour Joe's Incorporated goes crazy. That's hard.
And that's why you are my best boy.
He's like, if you ever need help in your dominatrix field, I am always here for you.
Yeah, I'd hit him up. Every once in a while, like, hey, you wanna tag team this motherfucker?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's
poetic.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, right, yeah. Things Tartarus ends up doing really well. Is they fixed it up.
Fuck yeah. We're partial owners,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, we're stakeholders. So guys, no losses.
Dude, what's our passive income, all of us?
It's good. It's good up there. Because yeah. Tartarus, yeah. If for a long time, for like a year, they're fixing it up, so you're not really getting. But once it starts to get going, you guys start making some real big. Dude,
I think we buy into Sour Joe's. We all become partial owners.
So Sour Joe's definitely becoming a mega corp.
Yeah.
Amen.
John and I do an on and off thing for a while until we finally are like,
we got it. Yeah. We have to.
It's just kind of on and off. Like, we keep the will they won't they burning for a minute. Yeah. We have some arguments, but we settle down together.
We have
perfect.
To.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. And so things are going well for the next 20 years until the unification wars start. So the American government is starting to force the rest of all the city states in America to become part of America now. They're making their way west and they make it to Night City, and Arasaka's got their hand in it to help keep Night City free.
They're the sons
we're gonna
of
end
bitches.
There.
The last scene is Doc and I making love.
Yeah,
dude, 100%. I'm like 60 when that happens, so it's not even my
fault.
I'm already dead.
Yeah,
I'm
in my 50s.
Well, you're rich, so you can still be alive. Like, so
yeah,
me. Mika is still alive in 2077.
Oh. Well, I was going to say we should take Sour Joe's and move it down to Canada.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You always need bread in Canada.
True, true, mm-hmm. true.
It's like Eden over there, and we have enough money to get there, right?
You guys want to leave Night City?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
To be in Night
City.
I think after the first 10 years, and then after getting rid of that box with her mask, I'm like, there's no, like, this hole can't be filled by that, you know? That hole, man, so I'm like,
fill that hole with bread?
I gotta fill that hole
with
bread.
You and your gay cowboy lover.
With Bread and John, dude.
Live in the,
dude, Bread and John.
Canadian countryside together.
Yeah. Wait, but you're the mayor. Are you gonna leave Night
well,
City?
Well, how long am I the mayor
yeah,
for?
Yeah, how long does he run for,
look,
like, stay mayor?
You, people love you.
Dude, you can do the thing that George Washington did and step down on purpose, bro.
Well, I, you know what? I probably will step down, like, probably 8 years in. You know what I mean? Just like, all right, I did this. It was funny, but like, you know.
I can't do this forever.
Yeah.
We get Lobo elected.
Maybe we need laws one day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We get Lobo elected running on the platform of like, some laws.
Yeah, some
There's
laws.
There's been a lot of murder. Some laws.
Yeah.
Reasonable laws.
I think within 8 years, that's when the red starts disappearing. So they might be like, you got rid of the red.
Oh, shit, dude. I'm a god.
Which makes you perfect, though.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, oh, like, George Washington type shit. I gotta step down.
Yeah,
no one man should have all this power.
This is the conversation that John and Doc have about him stepping down.
Yeah. It's like, you know what's the right thing to do.
And he does.
Yeah.
And then you guys make love.
Yeah. Steamy.
Yeah.
And then we move to Canada. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
All right.
Dude, Jesse, great game.
Yeah, Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse.
No loss, Jesse. Yeah. Sign us off, Jesse.
All right. All my Chumbadas listening to this. I'm sorry I didn't use more. I don't think I used any real slang. I feel bad.
We used some.
Yeah.
I said Flatline and Nova.
I said Chrome at one point.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's Night City. So you guys go out there and find your own nights. No, don't do that. Night City.
Don't do that.
It's really bad. Don't do that.
Find
stay
Night City
away.
And stay away from it.
Find your cowboy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Find your cowboy. Find your doctor.
Yeah.
And find your weird little guy.
Find your weird little guy.
You have a gimp. Dress him
and
up as a little
gimp.
Cowboy.
And then move to Canada.
Little cowboys are great.
Little cowboys are great.
This is 5GM signing off.
Thanks so much for listening. You know the
spiel. You know the fucking spiel.
Thanks so much for listening, guys.
Bye.
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 Love you.
Hello. Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on our social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsinatrenchcoat.com. If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsinatrenchcoat. Thank you, and catch you in the next episode.